Welcome back to the Wolf of Queen Street podcast series. Welcome back to the audio podcast or the video series. But before we get started in today's show, I just want to do a shout out to my sponsors. Diamond Property Group assists novice and experienced investors secure brand new investment properties across Auckland and Hamilton. Getting financially ahead at the moment is a real struggle. The bank or the government is not going to help you. And Diamond Property Group assists you by standing up and starting a seamless process to help you through the step-by-step to get into that next investment property that you're looking for. And you can find them at diamondpropertygroup.co.nz. But today I'm super pumped to have the team on the show from the Naked You, Andrew Katoa and Sam Wykes, not just because I love their story and everything they represent, but anyone that knows me personally will know that the brand that I have on my chest right now for about the last 12 months, every single piece of clothing item, every hat that I've worn has been this brand. Not just because it fits amazing and I'm a large mammal, as I said, but I love what it represents and I love what this team is looking to do and achieve through the movement of Naked You, as well as what they support in the community. So Andrew and Sam, welcome to the show.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Calm words.
Awesome. So firstly, Andrew, straight to you. Naked You, you talk about it, designed for passion and purpose. Tell me where did that come from? Why did you want to go to apparel and why did you want to build such a inspirational sort of movement or moment and guidance around clothing?
Yeah, it's obviously a big question. when you want to create something, usually it starts with a conversation and a bit of experience as well. So obviously Sam, my cousin, as we got older and used our experiences from growing up, we were sort of just really identifying that, you know, for us, not only just us, but people who we were around and talking to, just saw, I guess, people wearing masks and wearing armor and sort of hiding away from the things that we might have been insecure about, and especially as men. So I think growing up, you know, how you perceive masculinity and who you are as a person really plays a part in terms of your own self-belief and your self-talk, all of those kinds of things, which then lead to action. And I guess growing up, I wasn't the most confident kid and it probably stopped me from stepping into things. I remember one time in high school, I remember an announcement came out to go out and try out for the rugby league team. And I love sport. And I remember walking in and everyone looked like they were about 20 years old. And I just felt like this little kid who was tiny. I thought, one, I'm probably going to get smashed and I'm not good enough. And the second thing was I'm probably not good enough and pretty much just turned around and walked out that door and didn't try out for that rugby team. And that sticks with me. It's something on a small level, but it really stuck with me because I shied away from putting myself out there. And I guess as soon as I walked out that door, I had this massive sense of relief. And I guess that was a bit of a reward for me because it was like, well, I've got to avoid putting myself out there and looking silly. But the whole disappointment of not making a team or not performing. And I just think, as we got older, I just sort of started to identify similar situations as adults where we can shy away from things because we can get in our own way. And I guess it took life experience plenty of times in those similar situations to come up and be passionate about trying to be open about that and understand that we all have those thoughts. It's not just a me thing. It's a human thing where we're hardwired to protect ourselves. We're built for survival. And sometimes our brains can protect us from things that, you know, aren't really harmful to our safety. It's just more so, the way that we think and the way that we believe about ourselves. So sort of that's a broad, I guess, a broad explanation of where the whole thing came from.
So I'm guessing, you know, as you said, Sam, the cousin, and I mean, growing up, I'm guessing Sam as well. To anyone that doesn't know, you know, Sam Wykes, what's it, over 100 caps for the Western Force, a very long rugby career that you've had and everything else. You know, growing up, I can imagine having similar experiences as a kid growing up and always those moments of not being sure about yourself or not being able to stand up proudly, even if it's a situation you're not sure you should be taken and so forth. And in society at the moment, we definitely have those issues of being able to have the confidence to go forward and make those decisions.
Yeah, for me, like I did battle as well with a lot of confidence issues, but then I went in waves. Like there was moments where I definitely felt like, yeah, real comfortable, real confident. But then, you know, someone would say something and a little bit of self-doubt would creep in and then, yeah, I'd lose that confidence pretty easy. But, like, I think for me, because I, growing up, like, I wasn't expected to, I don't know, really do well at school. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really that good at sport, but I was okay. But just hearing your story off air, just in terms of talking about you had like a tumor as well. Like I've got a history of tumors, as well, like around the stomach and bladder. So when I was a kid, I had to deal with like a lot of like adversity, growing up. So a lot of my, like my parents and aunts, they left me alone a little bit. So I was able to be a little bit freer in terms of like, you know, just run my own sort of cutter a little bit, you know, just, and left me alone. So I got to be able to like think for myself a little bit more. That's how I sort of see it. But, and so that's when my confidence sort of grew throughout childhood and into being out of professional rugby, because there's no way on talent, like if we looked at the talent that came through our school or whatever like that, that I should have sort of, you know, played professional footy at all. Let alone get bloody 14 years out of it. Yep. But I was able to just sort of, block out a bit of that noise and be able to do some things. But yeah, that confidence, what we were talking about there is a big one. But grateful for all the opportunities that we've had to sort of learn and grow and sort of where we are today as men.
Awesome, Sam. It's a great story there. And it's definitely a struggle we go through. But Andrew, I want to shoot it straight back to you. So obviously, both of you, as most of kids and young people at the moment growing up and having challenged and overcome that, and you've got, you know, want to start up this brand to inspire and help people, and with the clothing, how did you come on the name? What's behind the name of Naked You? Is that to be naked in yourself, or what's the story behind that name? There has to be something that you come onto it.
I think, and you know, one of your previous guests James Lachlan, I connected him, and we speak a lot about purpose and why do people do things. And sometimes purpose comes from pain. And there was a time where I was going through a few challenges, few struggles myself. And I really just got even just further into a bit of a shell and wasn't talking to people, wasn't reaching out. I thought, if I go and talk to people about my struggles, one, I'm going to be a burden. Two, people probably, you know, don't want to hear about it. They've got their own things that they're worrying about. So I just really bottled a lot of that stuff up. And Sam was, because we grew up together and very close, he was one of the people that I reached out to. And I just remember sharing like how I was feeling and just went really vulnerable in terms of saying, I'm not good. And this is how I'm feeling. And these are the things that keep on coming up for me. And sort of just spoke about like feeling like you were chained, like in chains and shackled up a little bit. And then, we're just texting, and he said, sent me these four letters, and he said, oh, what do you think this means? And I said, oh, naked you. He's like, yeah. So, but what do you think it means? I said, oh, I think it means like shedding away the armor and the chains and just being free and comfortable in who you are. And that's sort of where it's initially started. So from that, we just built into, a bit more of a conversation around the whole idea and the whole concept. And we've had a fair bit of mental illness within our family. We had three suicides in quite a short period of time. They were only young, 18, 20. We had an uncle who lived with schizophrenia from, a very young age and until he passed away in his 50s. So as kids, we were exposed to, people who had their own challenges internally. And I think being able to come up with something that we thought could help people feel more comfortable and feel more accepting about themselves and share that in some way through story or through apparel. We thought, how can we get this out there? Well, clothing, people,
yep.
you know, people love clothing, and that's sort of how it ended up coming about. But yeah,
You know, Andrew, it's things that come out of a moment that has a resemblance or something that you can anchor to means so much more, you know, and that you really bring onto the memories and stuff and the experiences that you grew up with, both yourself and you, Sam. And as you said, Andrew, you know, your family with mental health problems and suicide, and, you know, don't get me started on suicide rates across Australasia and that stuff, and how people are, we're not supporting enough, and our kids, actual kids, you know, 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds not getting enough support. And it's, but from you being able to take yourself and Sam, those moments and that, and build it into something where it stands of, you know, Naked You and the apparel and the movement you guys are doing at the moment, it's amazing. And I can see on social media that the willingness of people that want to, you know, be part of your circle, both your circle out there, just because of, it gives sort of like a helping hand. It's like it's an easy hand going, here it is. We will support or help, we be, you know, and give you everything else with no expectations. And it's amazing to see that.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we were speaking about it,
mm-hmm.
we obviously understand the challenges of mental illness, and it wasn't necessarily staying, you know, in that extent of helping that level of people, because mm-hmm. I think that level needs professional support.
Yeah,
professional intervention, and we're not professionals in that space, so we're very mindful. So we've ended up coming at it more so from a understanding that your mindset, your self-belief, mm-hmm. how you think about yourself plays such a big role in your performance.
Yep. Yep.
Whether that's your work performance, your how you perform as a husband, how you perform as a dad, mm-hmm. how you perform it, yeah, as a, I'm a teacher as well, so just knowing if I want to go and do my best in those arenas, I need to make sure that I'm good upstairs as well.
Yeah, awesome, Andrew. And Sam, obviously, you know, performance would have been key for yourself. You're talking about growing up as a child, not expecting to get, having a professional career of 14 years, you know, and performance and the right mental state and the right clarity in mind going through. You know, talk me through sort of the moments that you would have gone through sort of in your teens or to your early 20s when you're going through and all of a sudden things started happening and you were like, hey, I can make something, I can continue and go from there. I'm sure there was moments that you had to work through and went, how did this come about? Or, you know, I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah, I think when I started to get a bit more confident, when I started making a few more rep teams, I played a little bit of league, but yep. I was no good. Like I was a slow winger. I only ended up on the wing because I was just like, that was the only spot available in our school team, where the rest were, you know, sort of considered superstars. And I filled that gap there for a little bit. But so I crossed over to Union with my brother, and I just felt like I was more suited to it. Mm-hmm. And then I just found when I, you know, I just, for me at that time, I was sort of the only ones playing it. And then I started making a few rep teams. And then it just sort of went from there, like going to a couple of camps, like with the Australian Institute of Sport.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have those talks from players and coaches giving you a bit of feedback on, this is a pathway, there's no guarantee, but this is a pathway of what you need to do behind closed doors or whatever, to be able to give yourself the best opportunity to make it. And I took all those things, you know, on board and just realized, because talent-wise, I probably couldn't keep it with some of those blokes there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kept sort of staying at those little things, going for a run by myself down the park, like made sure I was consistent with those little things. And then all of a sudden, as I got older, people just started dropping off, you know, the ones that were sort of talented. And, yeah, I just sort of was in a sort of right place at the right time, made a few more teams, got better, recognised a few more teams. And then at the age of 19, I made my debut for the Western Force over in Bloemfontein against the Cheetahs there. So unreal experience, you know, got introduced to altitude for the first time.
Totally different.
I was there. But awesome experience, you know, I had to pinch myself, playing with some childhood heroes like Matt Giddo, Nathan Sharp. My roommates at the time were Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
you know, the Bachelor, you know, if anyone had a, like, he was a big key for me in terms of opening up, you know, like self-belief.
Yeah.
Now, because if anyone had a told, if he had a told me that he was going to be the Bachelor one day, I was like, okay, you dream it. Yeah. Like, you know, but.
I think that was just good PR for TV. Yeah, right? Everyone's like, look, the trains come in and the tunnel is too small, but we want to watch this train going when they said the Honey Badger to be the Bachelor, right?
Absolutely, mate. And one of the best humans going around taught me a lot about opening up and just sort of being comfortable in my own skin and just sort of open, like, you know, we're from Western Sydney, not exposed to, you know, like, I guess the opportunities that some may have, but, you know, he was awesome. But, like, you know, I got to debut with him and my other roommate, Chucky Stannard, James Stannard, who's now the assistant women's coach for the Sevens, Aussie Sevens team. So it was just an unreal experience. But, I guess the journey of a professional athlete, I didn't handle it, like, some things well in terms of, like, the pressure, the expectation, and then, you know, going back to the brand of Naked You, I think there was, when I was in Japan at the time, you know, talking to AK with his story, what he was going through, some of my, like, you know, our cousins committing suicide. And then I was sort of complaining about being in Japan, being a little bit cold. And I was like, and I wasn't getting picked in a team.
Yep.
So the realization for me was like, oh, mate, if this is my biggest worry in the world, I think I'm going okay compared to others. And then, just opening up those conversations of just sort of like being a little bit more freer with my mindset. Like, at the end of the day, we're all going to make mistakes. Don't be too hard on yourself because, you know, like, we're just having a go at the end of the day. And that's how I had to approach my footy. And when I left that, like, I went outside those barriers of not just go, hey, I'm here having a crack. You know, if this is, I'll give you my best. If it's not good enough for you, then that's okay, being okay. But when I tried to go outside those boundaries, I just felt like I went into a bit of a hole and just it flew, like, you know, my mindset, my confidence, you know, really dipped. But so I guess injuries as well along the way. So all those adversities sort of helped shape the person I guess I am at the moment and where I want to be, you know, moving forward.
It's an amazing story, Sam. And it's so true. You talk about, you know, a lot of people out there have this sort of this moment, they go, oh, I'm struggling. You know, don't get me wrong, they're struggling. But when there's that sort of realization of what actually is out there or the challenge that are out there, sometimes it's that shock to realize, but hold on, you know, you're saying you're complaining, you weren't making teams and you were cold in Japan and everything else. And then you had that realization of what the real, of other situations, and you come back and go, but hold on, this is actually minuscule, small, and get your mind thing of going, okay, let's get out of this situation. Let's get out of this thinking pattern and everything else and start moving towards what we can control and actually have freedom in the situation. Because we get stuck so much, and I can imagine, you know, in a moment or a thought, and it's hard until something drastic comes along. You know, unfortunately, and you know, my condolences to all your family for through that time of the suicides that happened. And it was sort of, you know, those moments that for you, Sam, you're talking about, you had a bit of a realization that led to a lot of things on there, you know. And it's very similar to my story a few years ago, going through my brain tumor and everything else. You know, everything was great and you had some problems and everything else, and until you have a doctor tell you, you're not sure if you're going to be around tomorrow or next week or 6 months time, because, you know, this tumor is not a good thing. All of a sudden, you realize and go, but hold on, all this crap that I'm actually caring about and worried about is not actually that important. The other things that are important are actually the stuff in front of me, my family, my friends, my kids, you know, stuff that I should be doing and trying to help people more compared to worrying about me because something didn't go well with me for some situation, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I totally relate to all that. Like, it just... It's helped me with just even being in lockdown at the moment here in Sydney you know, there's obviously, I think about it a lot, like being able to reflect helps me to sort of go, well, there are actually people doing a lot worse than us. And I'm not here to compare and sort of make it, I don't know what the word is, but just I just understand it from a point of view. Okay, all I can do is what you said is like what I can control.
Yep.
And at the moment, I've got my health. Kids have their health. We've got a roof over our head, and just living back in gratitude. There, we can go from and anything's a bonus after that. So that, which has helped with AK, we're doing our podcast and with the Naked You brand as well.
Yeah.
Again, fear, you know, not it's not comfortable for us, but at the same time, it's going, what's the worst that's going to happen here? You know, someone might say no, we might not have a good one, or the on the other side is like, actually, man, someone got something out of it, yep. You know, which has been awesome as well.
That's awesome. So Andrew, you know, as Sam has said, you guys have launched, you know, a podcast just recently, everything else. What is sort of the next steps around Naked You and the apparel and the brand, and where do you want to take it to the next step? So anyone that doesn't, you know, is just about to go look at it, you can obviously see Naked You. There's just the apparel. There's obviously the sports connections that you guys have. Some of the sports stars, the league, the Union Boys are rocking out on the clothes. I must say, it's not my fashion style, but I definitely dig the socks, the high-up socks as well, right? Like I said, it's not my style, but it's quite funky. And, you know, I think the new pink jumper, yes, there's a pink guy's jumper or light pink jumper. I'm just about to order one myself. I love pink in clothing. So what's the next sort of thing that you're trying to achieve around the brand?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, I'm very grateful now that, you know, Sam's career is over.
So he can help me.
Pretty much.
That's what AK wants to say, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that a bit of honesty around the solopreneur life, it's, yeah. You know, it's very much you. So I guess what does success look like? It needs to start from a place within, I guess, for myself. And something that's sustainable and a brand that I can really align with, because I feel like when I align with things, then that's when my passion and my drive and my curiosity really grows, which obviously helps with the creativity side of what we move towards. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, number one, it's always wanting to have an impact
with
people. And if we can somehow shift someone's mindset or perspective where they've been stuck in a place and they've been able to strip that away and say, you know what, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to take action. And that's obviously what we want to be trying to achieve. So whether that's through inspiring them or educating them in some way through our tools or stories. Mm-hmm. What's next, I guess, with Sam now coming on board, we've been speaking a lot about the sports space.
Yep.
And I really love, and for both of us, there's a lot of lessons that you learn from sport that you can transfer into different aspects of your business or life, but we feel like there's a area there, you know, that's very outcome driven, results driven in sport. You win or you lose, and a lot of the focus is around winning or losing. And we feel like there's a bit of a space to really promote the sportsmanship side of it, the hard work, you know, when you think about, I'll use a rugby example, New Zealand, where you are, played against Tonga, and 102-0, you know, on the scoreboard, New Zealand smashed them.
Yep.
And you see after the game, the captain coming out just with pure raw emotion, and even though they lost 102-0, but he just had so much pride in the jersey, you know, there was tears, and the next day, everyone's speaking about Tonga because of that element of the game. And we just feel like there's a real space there. Obviously, Sam's experienced it himself. But, a bit of a space where we want to try and dive into where we're highlighting athletes as humans, not just as professional athletes. I think sometimes, and especially speaking to some of our ambassadors, we can put people up on a pedestal and think that they don't go through some of the challenges of the everyday people, but they do. To get to that point, it takes a lot of hard work, but also, you know, pushing through some of those challenges, vulnerabilities and self-doubt, as Sam mentioned in his own story. But I guess, that space, and then for myself, trying to align that educational space and move into working with kids in schools, because I feel like there's from my own experience, a lot of kids who have that doubt, that same mm-hmm. self-doubt, and they don't step into doing things. So that's sort of the areas that we're wanting to work into.
That's amazing, Andrew. And it's amazing to hear that, you know, that's where you want to go. And I'm sure, Sam, from your experience, you know, I know, look, I never went professional, but I played very intense rugby myself until sort of early in my 20s. And it was, everything was win. It was win or lose. There was no excuses. If you didn't win or didn't perform well, or you were scratched and you were one layer down. And they were never taught about how to handle that. You were never taught about what to do if you had a shitty day. And that happens. You have a bad day. You had a bad moment. You do one thing wrong. And we were never taught about that. And you see it in today's sport now. A lot of the guys come out of union or league or any sport out there, and they've been in there since their late teens. They get out there at 30 or 32, they retire. And then all of a sudden, they have no understanding how emotionally, how to react in the real world or how to handle stressful situations properly, because all they've been geared at and been taught at is go to 100 miles an hour and there's no brakes. Because if you slow down or brake, then it's like you're going to get out the car. Sam, I can see you nodding your head with that through your career. I'm sure you saw a lot of that.
Yeah, I have, mate. And my footy career, I said it in a nutshell, is the opposite of, say, like someone like a Richie McCaw or a Victor Matfield. Like, I didn't, out of those 100 games or plus games, not many victories in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you judge it based, if you judge my career based on the fact of wins and losses, going to higher honours, like, it would be shit house, like, you know. But I had to sit back and, like, if I bought into that, then, you know, I wouldn't be proud of what I achieved. And, you know, I like to reflect, and I had to change my perspective, and I had to sort of redefine what my success looked like, because I lost a lot of footy games, and then I was starting to take those losses home with me. And it was just like, yeah, Not that I was doing anything bad, but I just really was like, oh man, hurry up, lost again. I'm just going to get sprayed again. I don't even want to do this anymore. This is shit. But, like, I had to sort of redefine, my success on what actually got me out of bed to go and do this and still once, because I still wanted to compete. I still wanted to better myself. But when you knew that, like, it just wasn't going to happen on the scoreboard, I had to sort of go, yep, I'm going to live in gratitude now because I need to, because if I don't, I'm going to be a bit destructive here. And transitioning out of, you know, getting to the back end of my career and transitioning into a new career, again, like, I didn't want to be left with that train wreck of, like, I went 100 miles an hour, mm-hmm. now it's all stopped. I was like, shit, what am I going to do? And, you know, and, like, I want to make sure that I can look back at my career and just go, that was awesome. I appreciate all those lessons because it's helped with the habits that I need, like, because there's some high-performing habits that you need in business, that's same in sport. I can use those into my next phase. Mm-hmm. So that's how I had to see it and go, my success doesn't have to stop with trying to be a footy player, because at the end of the day, we're going to be all irrelevant at some stage, even the Richie McCaws are going to be irrelevant one day. So I may as well just keep moving forward and just be grateful of what happened and look forward to what's about to be. So that's how I've had to look at it.
It's amazing again. And to anyone that's listening or watching at the moment, you listen to Andrew and Sam, and you can understand why I fully support and I love this brand just from their messaging. And there's nothing in there. You know, Sam's had 14 years of professional career experience, and he's talking about, you know, it's been totally humble and totally still wanting the better for the person next to them, and not, you know, worrying and going, oh, I'm famous, I'm on TV, I want more, look at me more. You know, Andrew's driving that as well, you know, being out there and educating kids around and inspiring people. And that's what we need more of. And that's what we need more of the movement of. And I'm excited to see Andrew and Sam, what is next for you guys? And what is the next movement? I know Australia at the moment, as the rest of the world, is having hard issues with COVID and lockdown and the up and down. And it doesn't help the mental state and doesn't help where we find ourselves. But I'm really amped to see how you take Naked U into the youth, into more of the teenage years in the sports arena, and helping people find themselves and being stable with what they have and knowing how to work around that.
Yeah, and obviously you know, here in I'm in Newcastle, so 2 hours north of Sydney, where Sam is. You know, a bit of a country town, but big enough, but still a big city. So the community feel up here is very good. It's a very tight community, and I've managed to get out to a few sporting clubs and just do a few workshops with some of their academy teams, so their up and coming players, and just talking about how do you manage performance, you know, that side of gratitude, vulnerability. And I think especially these days, there's a big put, like young people and even adults, you know, we compare ourselves a lot, and we feel like we need to build ourselves up to be more. Whereas sometimes it's about stripping things away and just saying, actually, I'm actually good just being me.
Yeah.
And that's a really key message, I think, for young people, to be comfortable in their own skin. Being the naked you isn't about building yourself up. It's just more so around that self-acceptance. And from that place where you're happier with yourself, you're accepting whether I make a mistake, whether I succeed, whatever it is, I'm just going to back myself to do it. And I'm not going to attach myself so much to an external outcome. I'm going to attach myself to my own self-belief and what I want to be doing, and I'm going to back myself to do it. So yeah, that's really the message that we're trying to drive, especially with our youth.
I love that. And thanks so much, Andrew. As we get into sort of to the end of the show, you know, what is the one thing, firstly, Andrew, and then to Sam, that you want to leave the audiences? What is one thing you want to leave them to think about or look at or, you know, focus on at the moment in their lives?
Look, that's a big question.
Put you on the spot, mate. Come on, put you on the spot.
Yeah. I guess, you know, we're wired for connection. Mm-hmm. And I think this world we're living in at the moment, especially with COVID, it keeps coming and going. We're in lockdown, we're out with, you know, I haven't seen, you know, my family down in Sydney for a very long time. Like, and connection, wanting to connect with them is really big. Like, it's a big thing that I want to try and achieve. But I think also, and for the listeners, it's also using the time when things do slow down, is taking that opportunity to connect with yourself and take that time to reflect and make sure that, you know, what you're, who you are as a person and how you think of yourself really impacts you, how you interact with other people.
Yep.
So I think if anything, and I've done this for myself now that things have been able to slow down a little bit, is, just take that time to reflect, think. Think time is really big. I like think time. We don't get it sometimes. And so just get things down on paper and get out of your own head, I think, is a small tool that can be really helpful.
Awesome. Andrew, Sam, for you?
I guess for me, like, I'm not big on ever telling someone what to do or anything like that. I just, for me, I just, like, I'll just try and do whatever I can do. And then if you can see me do it or listen to me say it or whatever, like, then, and you get something out of it, then I hope it helps you. But for me at the moment, it's just I was dancing with fear, like just the fear around transitioning out of professional sport, like that fear and doubt, like and it was pigeonholing myself into thinking that's all I was good at. I don't know what to do next or whatever. So I think for me now, the big one is just I'm really learning how to, just being comfortable, like being uncomfortable, like in a new skill.
Yeah.
So I've just gone into recruitment at the moment, and which is, you know, because I couldn't be on a work site or anything like that. I'm just rubbish at on the tools. So I had to find something that was, you know, probably going to suit my personality type. You know, like connecting, as AK said, you know, connecting with people, talking, and helping people out at some stage. So, I chose recruitment just in terms of because I want to keep getting better at that skill. But, you know, it comes with it of just, man, not I didn't really know how to use a computer properly. Sitting at a desk in a chair is a bit different to being out on the field. So just that fear and doubt around like, oh, man, I could have gone one more year of playing. Or accept the fact that it's good. I'm in gratitude now. So, yeah, we're always going to have fear. I guess the only way you sort of diminish that fear is just well, I keep doing stuff over and over again until, you know, just keep growing and then some other fear will come along. But, yeah, just keep doing it and getting better. That's where I'm at the moment.
Yeah, awesome, Sam. Love that. So, Andrew, can you let our listeners know sort of where they can find you, where they can find the brand, and your sort of social media handles?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook and Instagram, just at NKDU Apparel. Our website, www.nkdu.com.au. So that's where you can access all our merch, see our ambassadors that we have on board who also share their story and what the brand means to them, and also learn about our journey. We're also on our podcast, the Naked With podcast. So that's NKDU With podcast. Yeah, just getting other people on to share their journeys around how they connect with our message and yeah.
Awesome. And Andrew and Sam, thanks so much again for coming on the show. It's great to hear your message and what you stand for and what you're trying to help the people out there. It's a big thing that relates to me of trying to give people opportunity and know there is options out there and backing it up with what's important to yourselves, to the community, to our youth and to our families out there at the moment. I thank you so much. And to anyone else out there, if they've got any questions, Andrew dropped the handles. As always, I'll put the social media links in there as well. And feel free to reach out to myself, Sam, or Andrew. And just if you've got questions, whether it's about the brand, the apparel, about what they stand for, about just if you need questions just about life or you're having a bit of a moment, please reach out and have a chat to us. We'd love to help you out. But as always, I say out there, you know, at the end of the day, stay beautiful and stay powerful. Until next time, see ya.